Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network college football analyst, NCAA. Mullion Hawes, college football expert.
Mullion Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Jerry DiNardo joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Morning, Jerry.
I'm doing great.
You know, I had a lot of fun last weekend. I got to go to that Northwestern game and see them win, and they had a it was fun because you see, what was the kid's name? Drake Anderson had a really good game, and you see a little hint of maybe what the quarterback can be. And now
he flashed. He showed some talent.
I thought he showed a little bit. But now they got Michigan State coming in, and you would think that this is a Michigan State team that is like a wounded bear and really needs to turn its season around. I was surprised by the point spread. Michigan State favored by a touchdown in that game, basically. I think it's 6 points. What do you see when you see that matchup, Jerry?
Well, let's start with Northwestern. You know, Hunter Johnson, I thought, really did some really good things. In fact, Urban and I break him down for Friday's big show on the network, and he shows really a tremendous amount of ability, especially in the pass game. So their offense, Northwestern's offense, may be a little bit ahead of Michigan State's defense. Michigan State's defense probably a little bit ahead of Northwestern's defense, although Mike Hankowitz does an unbelievable job, and they're always good. I think this could be more than anything about a mindset. You know, there's a couple things. Revenge, you know, from last year, Northwestern went into Michigan State and beat them, and last week's Michigan State lost to Arizona State. Those are the type of situations where the following week, usually, your team is as motivated as it will be all year. Now, I'm not saying Fitz won't have his team ready as well, but it does look like circumstances would give the emotional edge to Michigan State more than Northwestern.
Jerry, down in Champaign, Illinois will host Nebraska. Nebraska coming off a bounce-back victory. Illinois coming off a really bad loss. They paid Eastern Michigan $1 million to come in to get on the schedule. Then Eastern Michigan beat them at home by coming back and beating Lovie Smith's defense. These are Lovie Smith's players. This is kind of the year of no excuses, and yet they blew a lead against a MAC team at home. Is it fixable for Illinois?
Possibly. Okay, so before the game, I went into it. I studied Illinois the previous game. So going into Eastern Michigan, here's what I thought about Illinois. I thought they've got their coordinator set. You know, I wasn't wild about Lovie being a defensive coordinator, but it looked like it worked before Eastern Michigan. They've implemented both their schemes. They do have better players than they had when Lovie got there. So everything looked like on track. Here was my concern. I said this to Howard on the desk at tailgate before the game. Unfortunately, I think that the Eastern Michigan game was going to come down to quarterback play, and maybe even more unfortunately, the season may come down to quarterback play. And Brandon Peters is not exactly the type of quarterback that Rod Smith wants to run his offense in. But they are in a box, and I think everything can be overcome except bad quarterback play. And if Brandon Peters doesn't play better in this offense, and Rod Smith has done a good job trying to change the play calls because Peters isn't a runner, so he's in a box what to do with this scheme without a threat at quarterback being in the run game. So is it salvageable? Can they turn it around? I stay with what I said before the Eastern Michigan game. It depends on quarterback play more than anything else.
Michigan, number 11 in the country, even though a lot of people wonder about them. On the road at Wisconsin, number 13, Wisconsin. This looks like a really good matchup, but Michigan, a road dog.
Yeah, you know, the fact that this is in Wisconsin is a major factor, I think, in this game. We won't know how good Wisconsin is. Wisconsin will be good. They will be better than good and approaching great if they can throw the ball. I know most fans don't think that Jonathan Taylor eventually is going to get stopped, but he's going to get stopped. At some point, a defense is going to stop their run game, and it may very well be Saturday by Michigan. And if Jack Conan, the receivers, can throw the ball, then Wisconsin will be one of the best teams in the country. If they can't throw the ball when the run game is stopped, then they'll be one of the better, you know, they'll be a good team in the conference and in the country. And there's no better defense to test if you can throw the ball than Michigan's defense, because their pressure, their man coverage, they'll outnumber you in the box. It's a perfect setup to come out of this game and see where Wisconsin is. Michigan, you know, third coordinator on offense, you know, third person standing up in front of the offensive meeting room saying this is the best way in college football to move the ball, so on and so forth. The transition has been difficult to go to the spread. You can't line up in that formation and not be explosive, and that's what they did against Army. And now they're going against a really tough Wisconsin defense. It'll be interesting.
Jerry, I have a ton of respect for your view of the role of the student-athlete in college sports and just how everything fits together. So I wanted to get your opinion of what Tim Tebow talked about last week when he said on ESPN he came out against the California Senate passing a bill that would allow student-athletes to have endorsements. And he used his own experience as the basis for his opinion. And every student-athlete who has been privileged enough to have a scholarship has strong opinions on this, I'm sure. And everyone's experience is totally different. And I think that's what, to me, Tim Tebow neglected to see here, that everybody's experience is different and not everybody might have had, you know, the benefits that he had going to Florida. What was your opinion of what he said and of that bill?
Well, I didn't see exactly what he said. And, you know, I want to start my answer by saying this. I believe that the student athlete should be able to transfer without the penalty of sitting out. I believe a football student athlete ought to be able to declare for the draft. If he doesn't like his draft status, he should be able to come back. I believe that they should get the stipend that they've gotten. I am all for everything for the student athletes that traditionally has not been available to them, especially their freedom and transfer. The problem I have with this one, the image and likeness, is how do we control people that aren't under the purview of the NCAA. I'm not against it, David. I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am a apparel company and I want a player to go to my school and I could offer them a contract that's totally legal, the NCAA has no power over that organization, to my understanding. So I don't know. I am certainly open to it. I'm glad it happened in California. I think any of these discussions that could possibly benefit our student athletes financially, I am all in favor of certainly discussing all of them, and I'm actually in favor of rules changing that allow that to happen. I need to know more about how this would be organized, but let's discuss it and let's not say no. I don't know what Tebow said, but I would say tell me more and let's go down the path of discussion.
You know what is fascinating to me, Jerry, is the growth I've seen in you, because I don't know that you would have said that 5 years ago. And I've heard you earlier talk about expanding the playoff system, and I know you wouldn't have said that 5 years ago. So you're growing as much as the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm certainly changing. I don't know if I'm growing. Actually, I think I'm shrinking. But I mean, only Molly, what's changed it for me is the money part, and I've been on record saying this, we're paying administrators and coaches generational wealth,
right,
and yet the rules and the conditions of the student-athlete haven't changed all that much. And they're the ones that allow everyone to make all the money. So, you know, back in the day, whenever the heck that was, it was different. A college coach was making the same as a high school coach. You were paycheck to paycheck. Well, when that equation changed and nothing changed for the student athletes, it didn't seem right. Doesn't seem right.
Jerry, before we let you go real quick, have to ask you about your alma mater going into Georgia this weekend. It's a big one for the Irish. Does Notre Dame have a chance?
Well, I haven't seen either team play, and of course they have a chance.
Two touchdown dogs, the Irish.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I have to apologize. I really live in this 14-team bubble, and so I'm watching Nebraska on coaches tape right now because that's the most important thing. So I don't pay attention to a lot of the other stuff. I don't know, Dave, but I think it's a great game, great national game. Molly, I'm shocked that it's a two-touchdown underdog. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but, it's crazy.
All I have to say is go Irish. Let's get this one. That's all I know about the game.
Hey, have you asked Urban Meyer why his team is better without him?
That's next week.
You know what? Next time, Molly, next time you see him, why don't you bounce back?
Jerry, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Good stuff.
I'll see you guys.
That is Jerry DiNardo. That is fantastic stuff. You're listening to Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.